3 years ago, after 20 children and 6 adults were shot dead at a school in Connecticut, President Obama said he would do all in his power to prevent similar mass shootings in the future by tightening gun control. In his final year in office, Mr. Obama is trying again, this time bypassing political opposition by using his executive powers. He set out his plans in an emotional speech at the White House, surrounded by family members of people killed in some of the massacres that have taken place during his presidency.
Fort Hood, Binghamton, Aurora, Oak Creek, Newtown, the Navy Yard, Santa Barbara, Charleston, San Bernardino. Too many.
The president emphasized he respected the Second Amendment right to bear arms, but he said he was determined to act.
And from every family who never imagined that their loved one would be taken from our lives by a bullet from a gun. Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad. And by the way, it happens on the streets of Chicago every day. So, all of us need to demand a Congress brave enough to stand up to the gun lobby's lies. All of us need to stand up and protect its citizens. All of us need to demand governors and legislators and businesses do their part to make our communities safer.
So what exactly are Mr. Obama's plans?
They're mainly focused around 4 areas. One is background checks. So it's expanding the regime of background checks because at the moment there are loopholes. So some who are not licensed gun sellers can sell, for example, online or at gun shows without doing background checks. So that window is going to be narrowed. Another area is around mental health. It's better reporting and better collating of information about people who have mental health issues and so shouldn't be able to get hold of a gun. Another thing that President Obama talked about was enforcing existing laws better so that when guns go missing, for example, or are stolen, they're better reported.